Hey everybody, it's Jeff. Thanks for joining me for this week's Wednesday Word. We're in week three of our Fresh Start series, and today I want to talk about serving. When I first think about serving, I instantly go to Mark 10:45, and that's when Jesus says, "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve." It just shows the importance of serving to Jesus, that he says, "That's what I came to do, not to be served by others." And he says this in the context of the 12 kind of having this disagreement about places of authority in the kingdom of God, and being like, well, I be up here and here, and James and John are asking Jesus this, and the rest of the 12 are kind of like, whoa, what are you guys talking about here? And I imagine Jesus kind of pulling everybody in at this point, and he gives them this kind of real talk, team huddle style of saying, guys, the Gentile rulers that we're kind of in a place with right now, they lord that authority over people. They boast about it. They have it. They think it's this awesome thing. But not so with you. Any of you that wants to be great must first be a servant. I've heard it described that the higher we go in any position of leadership, just the more people we have to serve. Serving is what comes first. That's what Jesus is saying. And that's just always really powerful for me, that Jesus says, I came to serve other people, not to be served. But then let's look at what's our attitude when we serve? Now, we know we're supposed to serve. Jesus teaches about it. He says it's a good thing. We're supposed to do it. But what about our attitude? What's our mindset when we serve? And for that, I want to look at Romans really quick. This is Romans 12, 9 through 13. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. This whole section is about how love is an action. Serving others is love. Serving is an action of love. We're supposed to serve. Paul writes in here that it must be sincere. So when we serve others, I think that sincerity piece means it has to really be about that other person. It's not about what we would get from it, okay? We serve God by serving others. We want to serve God. We can do that by really putting the focus on somebody else and serving others. He also says, honor one another above yourselves. This is a big deal for Paul to write, because in the culture at this time, there's a huge push to have this place of honor, to compete, to have more honor, more status, more respect than somebody else. And Paul's saying, flip that. Honor somebody above yourself. That's putting somebody else first. I think of it this way. I shovel the driveway sometimes of this woman that lives across the street from us. She's elderly. She's in her 70s. She lives alone, retired. And I go over and I shovel it. That's serving her. But I have to make sure the motive's right. I don't do it so that she gives me something in return. That's not sincere. I don't do it so that everybody else in the neighborhood is like, oh, whoa, that's Jeff from that brick house over there. He's shoveling her driveway, man. He's great. Again, that's not why I do it. Do it just because it serves her. It helps her. And I serve God by serving others. And that's, I think, the big trick with this, is that it's totally about somebody else. And what's even more difficult sometimes is that when we serve others, we have to give up our own time to do that. And I don't know about you, but it feels like our own time is something we have placed this incredible value on today. I don't have time for that. I got to use my time wisely. I have to work. I have to try to be with my family, do all this. I don't have time for anything else. But we have to sacrifice our own time to serve. And that can be hard. Man, it's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to serve others, show God's love through serving others. So this week, I would encourage you to think about how you can serve. And I know it's tricky right now with everything going on, with maybe not going out and being around people, but think about how you serve God by serving your family, by serving the people you are around or that you do communicate with, and serving your church, the church you're a part of. How can you do that even in this environment? And just remember to keep those motives sincere, that we serve because Jesus taught us to serve. We serve out of love. It's an act of love, and we're called to love others. So this week, take a look at that, think about it, and hope you're able to find a way that you can serve and continue to serve as we kick off this new year. Thanks for hanging out, everybody.